Once again, block four, session five in the Infinite Now Moment of Power. This is Tools for the Times. My name is Mark Stanton Welch. This is the 19th day of April. We are on the other side of tax day for most of us. Blessings to all and the abundance for this great country. Don't get me started. But here we are, filling the coffers once again of our own prosperity and abundance as we move now with that foundation, as we did with all of the classes, all of the sessions we have done. What a journey it has been. I just sit here and I refer back to the information all the time. And thank you so much for being the impetus to create some things that I think have great value. I do want you to know that I'm working with a friend up in Canada who is an editor going for her doctorate, and she has been working with me, and she is so connected to the material that she really wants me to turn this as well as several other things into written work. And with her assistance, I'm going to go ahead and do that. I think it's very exciting because I think it's relevant to the times. So hold that vision for me that it all unfolds in a matter of moments, as they say, in celestial time. So, exciting times, very interesting here along the coast. It's hot, but it's not, but it's cold, but it's this, but it's that. The earth is certainly doing her dance. A couple major earthquakes over in these parts, not in the county, but definitely in the southern hemisphere down in Ecuador, I believe it was. And then there's another one over in southern part of Japan. Blessings to those and condolences to all those who families who lost someone in that process. The shifts and changes are happening in very interesting ways. The higher the vibration gets, the fewer these shifts and changes have to happen. So once again, a reminder that the work that you are doing, that I am doing, and the impact that you have by being in a new frequency is far-reaching. And please do not underestimate the power that you have by simply changing your vibration and then being impactful to those around you. So as I said in the note, if you got it, and I invited you to have water with you and have yourself in a place of quiet or safety where you feel comfortable, because I really got a strong hit to interweave a lot more singing through this one than we had in the past. It was a curious thing. But I wanted to underscore the power of song, the power of intention, the power of us collectively doing something together here like this. So in and out of it, I'm going to weave music. And you'll see, if you look at the page in front of you, you're seeing, okay, in the Infinite Now moment of power, you see a fireworks picture that I took in a driveway here in Templeton, California, a close-up. Then you'll see the releasing and the power of the releasing of the butterfly or the vision and the intention through willing hands into the ethers. At the bottom, you see the power of the connection of kingdoms and the connections of relationships and the mighty power of the bear being nurtured by the impressive power of this precious child. I think it's a beautiful picture. This is one storm that it would have been nice to be in the middle of just to feel what that's like. If I had soap and shampoo, that would have been really fun. And then over to the right, you just see the connection that we have with the cosmos as set in motion by our willingness to use our moments to expand that connection in however way that you choose to do that. You'll see the blank in the middle waiting for activities. You'll also notice that there's a definite reduction of the number of topics. It was starting to just get crazy in there in terms of so many things, so I've reeled it back in. I've also begun to incorporate in this one, and I don't know if I'm going to do it even more, incorporate some of the stuff from my weekly gratitude series of a couple years ago, as well as Living in Delight. Those two series had a lot of essays, one-page essays, written on a whole variety of topics. Some of you were a part of that, some of you weren't. Might invite you, if you were, to visit back into those things and read them through, because there's relevant information to all that we've been doing all along here for this past beautiful year. So tonight we're looking at the infinite now and the veil of time and space. We're looking at, what to do. And we might get into the nature of personal power. That's about it, but there's several subcategories in each of those top two. We're going to deal with the time and space and the now and get ourselves comfortable in that space, because this is where true power, like I mentioned earlier, is coming from. So I'm going to go to the bottom left underneath the butterfly being released in the hands and sing a song here that is one of let me see when I wrote this. So many of these songs were written out of as assignments for the Sunday service I was doing when I was a music director at Unity in San Luis Obispo, California. And this was one of those. Very rarely gets played, but I think it has value. Hopefully my guitar is in tune. Good enough. Lord, you give me this moment. And I see as I believe, I have but this golden moment. From it my life I have weaved. And if that life is not the way that I have dreamed, then I must see it differently. One moment. For my days reflect the way I have been thinking. Creations, ancient forms of a frightened me. My attachment to these favored forms of thinking keeps me locked away from my divinity. So I throw conventions and the fear that's held on. I let the spirit flow through me. Be still within these endless golden moments and listen for the holy voice of God. I will trust the light and wisdom of these moments, and my love will be an instrument of God, unlimited by space and time. I am the light, and I shall always shine for you. There's one more verse, but I wanted to just get the feel. There are some key principles in this that are going to influence not only just this session, but also sessions that we've had before. See, the thing we're starting to see here, that I'm starting to see and starting to bring in semi-intentionally, is that I'm pulling in about a lot of stuff from the other lessons. I'm pulling things back in to recycle them, because these concepts are put into place and new neurological pathways are set in motion by repetition and by hearing it enough and by getting familiar with it. If these things are just a weekly or a biweekly experience and we don't use them or think about them in any other way beyond that, then there is going to be some distant piece of information that we might use. I don't know. But if the more we use them, the more we get them in front of us, the more we recycle through the gray matter and the consciousness, then we begin to see that they are beginning to go ahead and activate that cellular understanding of them and the cellular knowing that is going to create the change. And the change itself vibrationally then becomes the magnetic attraction that pulls the actual form into our lives. So if we want these principles, these new principles, to take form, you got to use them. So I'm going to bring stuff back in. You're going to hear things over and over and over again. Very much like, how about this one where we said, all life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. 10 times. All life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. All life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. All life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. All life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. All life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. All life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. All life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. All life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. All life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Planting seeds for the next moment. I'm inviting in a very different experience. There's no hesitation or no doubt about how life's going to show up in a statement like that. You are claiming an experience that is going to show up at the hands of the cosmos, at the hands of the higher self in context, not in context, I guess, but in connection, in cahoots with the celestial beings themselves, with the source energies that will bring those higher vibrations that we claim. It comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. You give me this moment, and I see as I believe. I have but this golden moment. From it my life I have weaved. And if that life is not the way that I have dreamed, then I must see it differently. That is principle. That is manifestation there. And that is kindergarten work. That is what should have been, could have been, should have been the foundation, the energy that was put into place back then. But it wasn't. Just a minute, my iPad turned itself off. Thank you, Mercury. My days reflect the ways I have been thinking. Creation's ancient forms have frightened me. Under that Piscean frequency, again, the fear element, the fear of vibration, is the predominant element of all of these incarnations. And we easily get attached to our favorite forms of thinking, and these actually turn into our patterns. And these keep me locked away from my divinity because it doesn't even allow me to entertain it, because let's just face it, the religious dogma has kept us far away from the realization that we are God and has not allowed us to forget for a moment that we are doomed and that we are sinners, up until now. Actually, up until quite a while back, for some of us who said poppycock to that and walked away from it and refused to entertain it anymore as a form, but also as activities, as actions. And so I throw away conventions and the fear that's held on. I let the spirit flow through me. These are the words to initiate the activity. And then we sit in movement and listen for the guidance. And then it's a matter of trust. The more we trust, the more it shows up. On the top of the right-hand column, below the picture of the fireworks, says sometimes it can all be said in a song. In this moment I find courage. Trying to find the key. In this moment I find courage. Face my fears. I let go. In this moment I let go and jump into the well.
the world.
Here we go.
In this moment I find courage, face my fear. I let go. In this moment I let go and jump into the well. The well.
Again.
In this moment I find courage, face my fears. I let go. In this moment I let go and jump into the well. The well.
Two more times.
In this moment I find courage, face my fears. I let go. In this moment I let go and jump into the well. The well.
One more time.
In this moment I find courage, face my fears, and I let go. In this moment I let go and jump into the world. The world. The world. The world.
So the well would be the sea of emotion, that part of us that makes life so grand on this particular field. I just got a little note here that I sounded far away from the mic. My apologies. I guess singing away from the mic is probably not a good idea. So maybe that's better. Maybe the phone is being odd. If this is any better, this person can text me again and let me know if that's a little better. Hopefully it is, because when I go ahead and sing, I have to pull the actual I set the phone down. I can't have it up near my mouth. Let's do a couple more songs here I want to do, and then you'll see down below, Be Here Now. You're going to see The Big Adventure right here, right now, Fearless in the Fog, For Just This Moment, Genesis, I Am at Ease, It Doesn't Matter, Me and God, On My Journey, and Time to Deepen. These are all songs that will weave through this week as well as next week, so we may not go through the entire list. That's almost a set's worth of stuff. That would take about an hour, and I'd have a break, probably go have a beer or something, and then come back if I was to do that. But there are other things to do. Let's get into this one here that's been a very useful one recently. It's called There Will Be Moments, There Will Be Times. Life will seem crazy like life is on fire. I can go running, I can go hide, or I can choose power and dance in the fire. So, let's play with this one a little bit. And again, if I'm too far away, then I expect a text from someone here.
There will be moments, there will be times, life will seem crazy like life is on fire. I can go running, I can go high, or I can choose power and dance in the fire. Oh, I'll make what I'm given, I'll swirl and I'll twirl, and I'll make it all mine. Oh, I'll never be shaken as long as I face life and dance in the fire.
Here we go.
There will be moments, there will be times, life will seem crazy like life is on fire. I can go running, I can go high, or I can choose power and dance in the fire. Oh, I'll take what I'm given. I'll swirl and I'll twirl and make it all mine. Oh, I'll never be shaken as long as I face life and dance in the fire. One more time. There will be moments, there will be times. Life will seem crazy like life is on fire. I can go running, I can go hide, or I can choose power and dance in the fire. Oh, I'll take what I'm given, I'll swirl and I'll twirl, and I'll make it all mine. Oh, I'll never be shaken as long as I face life and dance in the fire. Bow, bow, bum, bow. One more time. There will be moments, there will be times. Life will seem crazy like life is on fire. I can go running, I can go hide, or I can choose power and dance in the fire. Oh, I'll take what I'm given, I'll swirl and I'll whirl, and I'll make it all mine. Oh, I'll never be shaken as long as I face life and dance in the fire. As long as I face life and dance in the fire. As long as I face life and dance in the fire.
So, some good advice. Some good advice there. You know what? We get so attached into forms. We've seen that throughout the course. It's the old ways of thinking that begin to perplex us in our moments. And we keep seeking an easy way when all the while the easy way is the one of least resistance. And yet we push. We want to keep in control. We want to do this. We want to do that. We want to fulfill our destiny. We want to go make sure we're doing our mission right. We want to make sure that we've done everything we're here to do. And all the while, the dimension is just inviting us to just live it. Dance in the fire. Enjoy it. Stand on top of it, because we already know that nothing is as it seems. And there's always a bigger, bigger picture. That we do know. Even a simpleton would know that. In fact, they'd probably know it even better. That's funny. That because it's obvious. It's obvious. Now, the thing is, we're not creating a separation here where it's either or. Once again, it's really not that difficult to know principle and to live in the frequencies of that and still show up in the world as it is. The beauty is that we don't get attached. We don't get attached to the outcomes, to the forms. We can step back. We can witness. We can be a full participant. We can call in our power. We can set our boundaries. We can feed and do all kinds of stuff and create and be successful and be prosperous and abundant and all of those elements. At the same time, we're massaging, celebrating, amplifying our connection with the all that is. Because it doesn't take much to consciously feed a moment. And the more we begin to see the power of this moment that we're standing in, we realize that it indeed is infinite. Because anything's possible in that moment. And in a multidimensional creative space like we're in, there's no telling how far the moment goes out in all directions. And how many different places and dimensions we can be active in at the same time. Right now, it appears that there's maybe one, maybe two, maybe three that we could consciously be aware of simultaneously. But I think it's oh so much more. And this is the beauty of beginning to explore and to find out just what the cosmos has in store for us. Right below that, be here now. Be here now, right in this moment, this is where I am. Be here now,
willing and open, boundless and free I am. Be here now, right in this moment, this is where I am. Be here now, willing and open, boundless and free I am. Two more. Be here now, right in this moment, this is where I am. And open, boundless and free I am. Last time, be here now, right in this moment, this is where I am. Be here now, willing and open, boundless and free I am.
Be here now. Sorry that the phone was right next to the phone. You heard the text come in. All better according to my source. Be here now. Right in this moment. This is where I am. There is no way around it. The minute we start drifting back or drifting forward, we find that we're getting out of our own sense of power. The programming about the future is that we fear the future, that we have a tendency to project the what-ifs out there that do not support us thriving in the future. Even in the midst of someone who's developed the capacity to go ahead and project in a more higher frequency or a positive way, there's still that pull. There's still that pull, the what if. It's like, oh, God, what if it doesn't work out? What if it doesn't? What if it doesn't? No, no, no. I have to hold on to the idea that all life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. How does it get better than this? How does it get better than this? But what if it doesn't get better? What do I do if it doesn't get better? How does it get better than this? Come on, show me something here. This is the dance. I'm probably the only one that ever does that. But now and then, you know, it gets confusing. Back to the moment. Back to the moment. In the midst of chaos, one of the most potent things we can do to stay in the moment is to start just noticing what's in the room. Just pay attention to the physicality of things. If you're being yelled at, just notice the shape of the face. Start to see the spit come out of the mouth as it's, you know, shooting all over the place in the moment of rage. Look at the way the hair is, the way it's bouncing in that energy. There are a lot of things we can do, and I'm making light of a situation here, but I think you're getting the point. What happens so often is when we start to lose control, some kind of old program kicks in and we start to feel like we're falling off a cliff. There is some evidence to show that there are additional senses that we have, like the sense of falling backwards, that anyone who falls backwards, we have this like another sense, it kicks in and we can't do it, we have to stop ourselves, that there's a very fearful energy about that. There are some of these senses, and it almost feels like we have I got to be in control sense. And what a folly that one is. That one was probably picked up at a five and dime store on sale, because it's kind of worthless in a dimension that's constantly changing. How can we even expect to have things stay the same for us so that we control the little pieces? It's funny. It's funny when we stand back and look at it. Now, I know I'm not in the middle of a lot of these things that I used to be. I'm not in the middle of things when I was in my 20s. I'm not in the middle of those things that seem so life and death, that seems so, so important. But I actually know that I was different in those days as well, and I had some sense of separation already away from so many of the elements that were defining at least the generation and the way things were supposed to be. I did not follow that track. whereas my brother did a good job of doing that. And occasionally along the way, we'd look at one another's lives, and I would go, God, if only I had just followed what Greg did. And then I know every time I'd see him after not seeing him for a while and tell him about my travels, what I've been doing, I'd see him go, wow, if only I'd chosen like you did. It's curious, isn't it? It's curious because it's moment by moment living. Let's leave some songs now and go up to the infinite now and the veil of time. And let's see what we got here. I said, the farther I go in the ascension path, the more the statement nothing is as it seems gains relevance. Lessons taught for lifetimes about the way it is through the Piscean influence, though the Piscean... I think that was supposed to be... about the ways it is through the Piscean influence. Okay, lessons systematically tucked in my enjoyment of living. So much so that I almost bought into the believing in limitations. The new words of the times are expect the unexpected. Everything is up for grabs. Think again, grasshopper. Time and space are an illusion. They simply do not exist. And I'll say that beyond the mind. There, I've said it. They are an agreed-upon convenience that has done more to saddle us with stress and belief and limitations for millennia. And all along the many journeys we have had experiences, flashes, ahas, it pointed us away from what we subscribed to. Sadly, most of the time we did not pay enough attention to break the momentum of living as if giving up. Time comes down to simply one thing, the now moment. Here is the fertile ground of possibility where dreams are birthed and claimed in the same instant, where all that was up until now loses relevance and power. Where life in all its splendor and magnificence reveals itself to our yearning heart and soul. The now encompasses the past and the future and makes it all available as a circle. It is not linear. Now, let me remind you, I pulled this information from several sources. One was from the Kryon books, and I believe it was one of his later ones there, Kryon being the channel who's been around since 1987, one of the few still active channels. Boy, did they come and go in those days. And then another one is from the wonderful books by Drumvalo Melchizedek. There's a great name. Sounds like a stage name. But it's called Ancient Secrets of the Flower of Life. A two-volume set where there's a bunch of very interesting information that most would call hogwash. But when I find something that I read that I feel very moved by, I feel connected with, I feel a physical response to it, then I listen and I pay attention to it. Now, the physical response may be pushing me away from it or it may be drawing me into it. I wait for a time before I go ahead and immerse myself in it because I just want to see which track is being pulled. And I've learned now, really, as a result of this course, is that if I find myself being pushed away from something, that's all the more reason to go into it and see what it is that's pushing me away. What is the irritant there? Because that is the gold. I wouldn't have thought that much earlier in my life. Time comes down. See, the now encompasses the past and the future and makes it all available as a circle. It is not linear, nor is it contained in a single layer. Multidimensional coexistence is the norm. Now, to just become aware of it and live in it. Until we develop the knowing and skills to explore and investigate this information, we are left to the inner world to prove it to ourselves. Consciousness is not limited by time and space. You know that. We prove it every night as we drift to and fro from the dream state, which we have taken to be so matter of fact, when we realize in all actuality we are dancing in the fourth or fifth dimensions. We're in an astral state. And yet we dismiss it through psychology, etc., as just another dimension of the mind. That's what was so beautiful about Twilight Zone and Rod Serling, when he would say a dimension of time and space or something, however he said. I have to go back and listen to it again. But it's always been there, and it's always been the mystery until now. We can go anywhere we desire in our reverie, in our intention, by our own design. See where you are physically in this moment. You know, just look around the room. See where you are. See where you are in the chair. Know that you're here in that space at this moment in time. Being there. Now remember you at 7 years old. Okay, you're in your room right now. Now think of you as 7 years old. That would have made in 1959. And immediately a picture comes up. And even though I'm sitting in the room right now, I'm back there getting a picture with me and my brother and my father who had come back from the army. Interesting. And yet I look around where I am. I'm not there, but I am there. Place yourself in doing something you did then, holding both frequencies. Now imagine yourself at a beach with your feet in the water. That's easy to do. I did it yesterday. All right, I'm down there. I'm sitting in my room. I'm talking on the phone here. We're going through tools for the times. I've got a part of my brain still up there with my father and my brother getting a photo taken, and I'm wondering who took the photo because he always had the camera. And yet the water and the waves are sounding on one side, and there's my father on the other. And here I am still talking on the phone in the middle of it all. That's multidimensionality. They are all different spaces. They are different times. Interesting, huh? Notice also that you are unbound and unfettered by space as well, in space as well. Crossing the barriers of time and space in the Piscean form is suddenly no big deal. Time is timeless. We have learned to invest in it in one way and have allowed it to exert control over our freedom. But in the new Aquarian reality, time is relative to circumstance. Notice how when you were doing something you enjoy, time speeds by. But when you are weighed down in an unpleasant task, time slows. With some effort, focus, and practice, you can learn to consciously alter your relationship with time, extending it and diminishing it to meet your requirements. You can even make it stand still. You can transcend it and step in multiple directions to multiple realities and be there. Stuff of science fiction, so they say. Really? All we have to do is put our attention into it and begin to spend time with that intention, and things will start to happen. As I read that sentence about how time slows down and time speeds up, when I'm really having a lot of fun, I don't even know time is passing. What seems to happen is a whole lot of time passes because I'm so caught up in the fun. What happens when I'm in drudgery is that it seems to slow down everything. And the very hour that had passed seems like it was 2 and 3 hours. Whereas when I am in a place of joy and exhilaration and in that higher vibrating frequency, the 1 hour becomes 2, becomes 3, becomes 4. Because it's so much fun. It actually, all that time passes instead of... So I guess what I'm stumbling to say here is that the 1 hour that passes in the state of being over, you know, drudgery and having to do something seems really long. The 1 hour in joy is an actuality by the clock, turns into 2 to 3 to 4 because we have lost the connection with it and we are immersed in the experience. So you can't tell me that the ticking of the clock and the tick-tock of the clock on the wall is a definer of our lives, though most of us have done it and made it so. I cannot see for the life of me why someone, there are these sound machines that are available, and on some of them they have like a grandfather clock. I guess if you had a grandfather clock in the house, it means something to you. But man, to have that just clicking off your seconds, I'd rather listen to waves. I'd rather hear the birds chirping. But hey, that's just me. Since the past and the future coexist, we are able to tap into it and pull skills from the past back into action. This is where we're starting to get in some interesting places. Or we can find talents we have in the future life and make them available in the now. This is really interesting stuff, and I really think it's worth giving it a shot. This is showing up as an unlimited process, birthing new uses each time you claim it. Harmonic frequencies of yourself expressing simultaneously in different places, able to shift with the now choice. This is the promise of the times to come. Choosing to embrace this as distinct possibility points the attention and the cells in the perfect receptive direction. Do you hear what I'm saying there? I'm not purporting that it's our reality in the moment, except for maybe some isolated moments, but maybe it is for you. But if we just be open to the possibility, then that will deliver. Because from what I hear and what I understand and what I read, these are the kinds of things that are becoming available to us. And there's that old control thing. There's that old piece of us that wants to hold the form because it's a fear-based thing. We think if we shatter the form, then what will be left? And then it comes down to that fear of annihilation, which then comes down to that old existential challenge of the 80s about whether what happens, you know, is life ongoing or is it over? What is the existential truth about these things? Are we ongoing, or are we here, and that's it? These are unanswerable questions from the perspective of the asking of the question. Our cells know the truth of our being. Our child self knows the truth of our being. And what is beginning to happen is that the information is beginning to reveal itself to support what we've internally known all along. Things are not as they seem. In meditation, one can suspend all limitations. So it is to meditation that one must turn to build the muscles of unlimited access to the cosmos. Conscious journeying built upon a capacity to hone the focus to do exactly what you desire will deliver in spades the tools for travel. Living as if leads to experience that validates an intention and leads quickly towards the proof and testimonials that establish the new belief paradigms. See, meditation can be passive or active. They both have value. I can sit and just live in the space between my thoughts and learn to have that empty space from which I can connect with all things in a very visceral and expanded sort of way. I can use the vibration I've created through that activity and then actively begin to seed the moments that are down the road. I mean, seed the moment of now to create forms down the road if I want to. This is where a guided visualization, this is where a well-placed intention, all these things can help us to make shifts in the forms of how things are showing up for us and how we show up to them. The past is set free and our future is seated with words like, oh wait, no, that's not one of the words. Okay, I said in meditation, okay, regarding space, this too is unlimited and unbound. Already in the dream state, we move fluidly through the fourth dimension to shift location in the thought. We just did that. We live now in parallel worlds, experiencing our own being in a multitude of concurrent lives. You've heard about deja vu. What is deja vu? What is it, the notion that we've seen something or been somewhere before? Is it dismissive as just a science fiction kind of thing, or just foolery? I've never thought that. Anytime I've had deja vu, I have either seen it in a dream or can put myself there and go, man, I was here already. I don't know the context, but I know this place. I've done that. That's an indicator of some sort of filminess and flimsiness of the boundaries and the forms that had been there in place, or so we thought. We can sit here in the now and be elsewhere by choice in a very believable way. so much so that when we open our eyes, we have difficulty grasping that we are not there. You know, there are some dreams that when you wake up, you just forget them immediately, you have no connection. And there are those where you are there. And it's really hard to shake some of these dreams because the separation between realities, quote-unquote realities, has not occurred. You are in both places at the same time. And oftentimes, like the movie, Somewhere in Time, you want to be somewhere else, and you yearn to be where you just were. Have you had those dreams where you're in such a delightful situation, and all of a sudden you can feel yourself starting to wake up? Maybe it was something in the house that woke you up, and you feel yourself slipping down and slipping into the consciousness again, and you just do everything, just hold on to it, hold on to it. No, I don't want to go. And there you are. On the other side of that, that is not an imaginary place. We are in places, multiple places, at the same time. And the more we start to consciously be aware of this and open to the possibilities, the more we begin to rope that in so that we can use it for our dining and dancing pleasure, whatever that may be. The past is set free and our future is seeded with words like up until now and I am where my focus is and I am no longer who I used to be. I am now, ta-da. That's an interesting one. I am no longer who I used to be. I am now courageous. I am now whatever. The now is infinite in possibility and opportunity, a limitless land that will deliver the fruits of our thinking at the level of our current vibration. That's the caveat there, a limitless land that will deliver the fruits of our thinking at the level of our current vibration. If you want to see things differently, then change the vibration. And then the attraction process that we spent 3 weeks on, abundance and prosperity and manifestation, will be able to smoothly bring that which you desire. The point of this session is to further remove the blinders and deliver the potential we have been hidden from. Being so immersed in a pattern that has been taught for so long leaves us doubting the new revelations and forms. That is the last thing we want to do. Sending the new reality, seeding the new reality, is what is required to magnetize the energy to make it so. As you wish, the universe reminds. As you wish. Building the momentum of remembering is what is needed most. Let the inner awakenings be the fuel for your choices in the now. Unlimited living is much closer than you think. And I'm actually going to take this next section and put it into the activity area, so we're going to pass on that for a moment. Well, no, I'm going to read the first section and then let go of the second half. And then we'll move down to these things at the bottom. In the meantime, we coexist in two worlds, the one bound by time and space and the other one unfettered. They will gradually blend so that it is hard to tell which one you are in. That is a good sign. For you can work and show up and be on time in any frequency to meet your obligations. But what you choose to do in your off time is where the glory begins. Stepping off the track of linear time and space and imprisonment in a worn-out manipulative belief is the coolest thing to do today. And then there's a whole bunch of suggestions about how you can do that. That will be in the additional activities. Last paragraph, use your now moment for all that you can. The train ain't going down that linear track no more. You are poised to move in all directions at once without a care in the world. It's time to let life reveal to you your new schedule. The blank one. Trust it. Why not? If indeed time is unlimited, in terms of its infinity, then we can fill up the so-called moments with all kinds of stuff. Some of us are burdened by work, and we come home exhausted and exhausted. The body is capable of so much more. I submit that so many of our conditions that we set up are a result of just thinking and patterns that we've held in place, and the body's just doing what the universe told it to do, which says, as you wish. We have unlimited resources available to us. And at a point even where we feel exhausted, we can use the chi, we can use a pranic life force, we can go ahead and breathe to create a different condition for us to get the energy just to be present in the moment to do that which we desire to do. Beware, again, of comfort zones. Beware of patterns that rob you of your imagination. It is not a good place to hang out in. Okay, what I want you to do is go down there below, the gift of multidimensionality. This is from Living in the Light. I'm going to read through this. Now, what you're going to see in all of these is that there are various activities at the end of the brief statements that are being said. And I'm going to invite you to go ahead and look at these and consider doing some of this stuff. A lot of it is really just do it as you do your day, but just change your perspective and change the focus a little bit. While you're driving to work, do something different. While you're doing work, do something different. While you're making dinner, while you're doing this, while you're doing that, do something different, because you can begin to split your consciousness. For the inner child work that some people are doing who are a part of this, we're realizing that we can, to begin to include the child self with the adult self in all activities is a very fruitful and productive thing. Because what it begins to do is it begins to acknowledge that this child exists. And if you want to get to the core of your own sense of no value and your own sense of poor self-esteem, then what you're starting to do with that kind of activity is to witness that precious one. And creating a relationship, albeit imaginary for a while, is the key to actually entering the door that builds and cements the trust of the child for the adult, and then creates the relationship that puts the two pieces back together. And we reach a place of wholeness in that, and we also find our primary soulmate. So, multidimensionality. The universe, as we know it, is actually a segment of a much, much larger multiverse, made up of an array of 7 planes and 13 dimensions, as one source indicates. Each dimension has an identifiable frequency and has a unique environment that reflects the characteristics of its makeup. As a spiritual being, we move simultaneously in all directions, experiencing and evolving as we remember our true essence. Within each dimension, there is a spiraling progression that parallels one's choices, actions, and learnings. Awareness of this process opens the traveler to experiencing any one awareness event in a multitude of ways. You may have to read through these a few times. Human consciousness resides currently in the 3rd dimension. Spiritual growth opens up awareness and access to the higher as well as the lower dimensions of light. Realizing this helps you to know that nothing is as it seems. There are multiple realities and multiple choice paths to the solution of any opportunity that moves into our awareness. The powerful gift allows us to seek guidance and answers and direction from parallel places. Learnings from a different dimension can provide powerful insight into this one, overcoming apparent limitations. Begin to see your moments from a multitude of perspectives. Act upon them to see the variety of outcomes. Moving from the physical plane into the etheric plane, into the astral, into the emotional, into the mental, and into the psychic, into the divine, opens you up to infinite sources from which to draw information. And these kinds of planes exist in each dimension as well. It is exciting to see the panorama of possibility that lifts us out of limited thinking. Accepting this gift of awareness opens doorways of expansion. Remember that our past does not determine our present or future unless we make it so. Each moment is born anew and can be created as we wish. Pull upon all your resources to make your moments what you deserve and you desire. This is a very brief introduction to, in a sense, the cosmic makeup. You don't need to know the details. If you really want to know some details, go to a book that was channeled in 1952 called the Urantia Book, U-R-A-N-T-I-A. It gives you 2,100 pages of the evolution of the cosmos and all the players involved, including 700 pages on the incarnation and the life of Jesus, and as and according to this book, as Archangel Michael, who was kind of earning his wings, if you will, and needed to do this sort of deed. That would turn some heads if that information got out to some of these circles, wouldn't it? The thing is, and this comes to mind, what is truth? What is the notion of truth? Why is it that we collectively have bought into certain perspectives that seem to make no sense or honor us, and yet we go ahead and allow them to have their place? Is it a fear-based thing? Is it the fear of being ostracized or separated, or the fear of being, maybe it's lifetimes where you were indeed killed for your beliefs? Well, that's even happening now. We just happen to be in the United States where, for the most part, that's not the case, although there's a blurry line going on. To start seeing yourself as oh so much more is a very, very conscious choice to be in your power. The disempowered are those who have lost their personal vision. If you no longer can see yourself beyond your circumstance, you have lost your power. And that is a result of a weakened imagination. And those go back to certain chakras that are compromised. In other words, they're just filled with debris. How many tools, how many different ways have we looked through this year to look at all of these elements, to look at all of these ways to go ahead and clear the debris so that we can get our chutzpah back, we can get our design back, and we can allow the Ferrari out of the garage every week, or sometimes every other week. I just downloaded a book on my iPad from Amazon. The heck is her name? Vonda Strybel, I think it is, or something like that. She came up with a form of healing, and I'm not calling it into mind at the moment. It's related to brain waves, but But the brainwave healing she travels in it. She does dimensional travel. And she will go to source to get the information to work with her clients. That she will go out of body, theta healing, that's what it is. So she gets into the theta state, which is the access to the cosmos, and then she goes into the dimensions. Her actual book she just came out with is talking about these seven dimensions or planes. Actually, she's talking about the seven planes, but they're calling dimensions. I'm excited to read it because I'm looking forward to the information in there because I think it could be very useful, especially in these times. Take a moment when you can and reflect upon these things down below here, that little section. So now you're going to have to click out of that, and you're going to go back to the main page, but click it again. And then we drag down to the bottom, and then we're going to look into... Actually, no. Let's stay out of that for a moment. And let's go to the bottom right column, and you see a song called The Big Adventure. Let's take a joyride. I hear it calling me, the big adventure. I wonder where it will flow. An invitation I have to answer. I feel it's down that road. And there's no telling what I'll find there. This thing's beyond my control. Over the threshold from the known to the unknown. Come on, angels, let's go. Da 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 da
the big adventure. I wonder where it will flow. An invitation I have to answer. I feel it's down that road. But there's no telling what I'll find there. This thing's beyond my control. Over the threshold from the known into the unknown. Come on, angels, let's go. Come on, angels, let's go. La-da-da-da-da. La-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da. One more time, I hear it calling me. The big adventure, I wonder where it will flow. An invitation I have to answer. I feel it's down that road. But there's no telling what I'll find there. This thing's beyond my control. Over the threshold from the known into the unknown. Come on, angels, let's go. Come on, angels, let's go. Come on, angels, let's go. Let's go. Ba-da-ba-da-da. Ba-da-ba-da-da. Ba-da-ba-da-da-ba-bum. Ba-da-da.
I remember as a child waking up to the day, and it was always a big adventure for a while. Maybe that ended for you somewhere along the way. I know that once certain things happened to me, the sense of adventure became a little more geared towards survival, even though I wasn't even aware of it. But there was a time, and that's when the imagination was fertile, and there was infinite possibility. You see, it's the reason we go back there. It's the reason we go back and reclaim that design, is because there is infinite possibility. The universe is designed as such, and it's accessed in the moment, and it's done by choice, and it's done by chakras that are clear, and it's done by the willingness to take action on something and to realize it's all about just doing it and experiencing it and then making adjustments along the way. There is no perfect way to do it. It's about the adventure and the feeling of it. This is why the moment is so critical. Because adventures, they heighten your senses. They cause you to focus. They cause you to look at the moment. You're paying attention to everything. All the senses are on. You're looking for it because it's dangerous. It's exciting. It's mysterious. What is your adventure these days? What is the adventure that you're on? You can make them up. Why not? Make it an adventure. Tomorrow you take a different way to work. Whoa! Or you eat something you haven't eaten before. Whoa! Or you look at a program on TV that you haven't seen. Or you listen to some music you haven't done. Or you pick it up and you write a short story that's 300 words long. Why not? Well, you quit your job and just go, I don't know what's going to happen, but let's see. Or you don't answer the phone. Or you do answer the phone. Or you answer the caller that's been calling, the one that says, don't hang up. Okay, I won't. Why not? Why not? Now, the infinite now and the veil of time. Let's go back again, and let's look into this gift of time and space travel. Click that. He says, it is a fascinating and revealing. It is fascinating and revealing and sad that so many of the gifts of this magnanimous cosmos have been discredited and put into the science fiction realm, the miracle club, the land of fantasy, or the box of magic. Time travel is one of these. H.G. Wells wrote of the time machine, and Hollywood gave us Back to the Future, The Terminator, and Star Trek, which, actually, they have served as well as they have kept the idea in the conscious mind of many. Truth be told, this is not the land of fantasy. We are capable of such activity in this moment right now. This is the multidimensional playground in which we reside. It's a multidimensional playground in which we reside. As this becomes more visible, we can see how easily we can coexist in simultaneous places in the mind. And that is the current vehicle we have to transcend the moment into another of choice. True, it is not common for the physical to follow suit, but that is even beginning to show up in unpublicized places. Since all is vibration, that is in constant flux and shape-shifting. It is only a matter of time until we have the tools necessary to move the body with the mind. I used to have dreams. These were dreams that I would fly in. And I could just will myself to just move like just whoop, that was right up there. It was just a, you know, about a foot off the ground. And when I came back from that, I would wake up and I would go outside and I just kept thinking, I can do it. I can do it. I just have to lift myself up. And I just kind of got lost in between whether it was happening there or happening in the dream state or the other. I don't know, but I loved it. And I loved to be able to fly in those dreams, just totally unfettered. I didn't know anything about astral planes at that point. I didn't know anything about golden cords that are connecting me with my physical body so I don't spin off into space. I didn't know any of that. Boy, was it fun. I want to go there tonight. I do. We'll see. More on that later. Consider the dream state, which many claim is the astral dimension, like I just did, the dimension just above the physical. In this dream state, we are unbound by earthly limitations. That's funny. I didn't even know I was going to be reading this, and there it is. Have you ever had flying dreams? Well, we just talked about them. Have you shifted from place to place, situation to situation, in the turn of a page, bam, gone, onto another? Sure. Lucid dreaming allows us to consciously interact with the dream state influence to influence the outcome. We can clear the past and paint the future in this state the more we choose awareness and action. How are you with that lucid dreaming? How much do you infiltrate your dreams? How much do you bring your current situation in there? You know, might be worth considering. In this moment, you can transport your mind self to any place and any time. And if you focus and involve the senses, there is really no difference between being there or not. In meditation, experienced ones are filled with stories of dimensional travel. Guided visualizations are companions to dimensional shifts and bilocation. Of course, these are not skills taught in regular schools, and why would they be? Being given the keys to step out of personal limitations and confinement are not in the best interest of the controlling elite. Step into this expanse. The more you open to it, the more the guides and the teachers reveal to you. Let me say that again. Step into this expanse. The more you open to it, the more the guides and teachers reveal to you. It is simply learning to harness your powers. Tuning in involves accessing and trusting the intuitive self. Most are not supported in this, even though it is a proven sense we all have. Wake up! Make the dream the norm. Yes. This is a seed planting lesson if I ever heard one. There's going to be activity tonight in the darkness as we all go off into our places. Check out. Looks like there are 5 or 6 different things you can do to begin to apply this sort of time travel. Let's click out of that. And then we're going to go back to the infinite now, and we'll hit the last topic on it, which is the gift of starting over energetically each day. You don't realize, we aren't taught, we aren't given the realization that we do an energetic start over on a daily basis. At the moment we wake up, it isn't Groundhog Day, it's the next opportunity to be fully present in our being. We have established that the multiverse is energy, moving and expressing as a constantly evolving process. In oneness, we are energetically manifesting in form and activity moment by moment. We send out, receive, and absorb a host of frequencies with each oscillation of our cells. Well-tended personal energetic boundaries limit the inflow of lower frequency energies, attempting to influence and tap into our own energy reservoir. And still, we are impacted daily by thoughts, beliefs, and patterns that open us up to influence. By the end of the day, we are carrying a lot of debris that is not ours. If allowed to accumulate, this debris would begin to compromise our balance and our clarity. We have been provided with a remarkable system within our energy bodies. Though much of it works automatically to isolate and then cleanse this debris, much of it is dependent upon conscious awareness and a practice to be moved and released. Remember, we are required to be an active participant in our evolution and the revolution, fully involved in remembering and reclaiming the truth of our being. So it is that we acknowledge and celebrate this remarkable gift that prepares us so efficiently for the next moment. Choose it and make energetic cleanse an integral part of your moments and daily ritual, and you will experience an increasing clarity and an openness to the fullness of this dimension, as well as your own capacities and capabilities. In the current flow of life, as programmed by lifetimes and generations, we simply add to our growing low-frequency energy cesspool that moves us slowly towards our own demise at the expense of dis-ease or accident or self-generated action. With no awareness or information about our design or lessons in energetic capabilities, we are quite literally helpless to divert the inevitable. So consider this a wake-up call. Accept this offering and take the action necessary to return you to vitality and reclaim the road you came here to walk. By attending to the following activities below, you will quickly jumpstart your clearing process and raise your vibration to be in alignment to your design. We are not victims of life. We are rather co-creators of our journey of remembering, equipped with all we need to have a stupendous adventure home. I really would support you in looking through these five little things. This is designed, and we've seen them over and over through here. Different activities to keep in a state of cleansed high vibration. Every morning we wake up from where we went. The body as it is designed to go ahead and cleanse and clear. Too often the cleansing and clearings result in excess debris coming up. People feel sluggish in the morning. Sometimes if there's a huge cesspool of energy there that's wanting to move and is being forced, we end up getting what's called sick. We end up getting symptomologies that we interpret as being something wrong with us. Too often in the cleansing process, we release things that need to be released, and we have a moment of reconnection with them, a moment of understanding, a moment of seeing them face to face as they waltz right out of our life. It's a moment of honor. It's a moment of two warriors just recognizing one another for a job well done. It has taught us as an energy something very important about ourselves. And in the process of letting it go, we honor it, we celebrate it, and we give it a boot out the door. It is no longer necessary for us. See, it's coming down to the conscious application of unconscious processes, of an unconscious understanding that exists within us about the way the whole thing is. The thing is that the veil between the two consciousnesses is diminishing. So what has been the unconscious is slowly beginning to reveal itself to the conscious self. This is creating some chaos in the times. This is a little bit hard for some people to handle. This is where we start to see ourselves in different ways. We start to see the parts that we've been hiding and holding back on. They're just coming up for healing. They love us so much that they just want to release themselves. So the forms of life are reflecting a whole lot of these decisions to clear. Take a step back before you have the angst moment on the floor, gnashing teeth and doing all of that stuff, which is great fun. But the biggest thing is to not be hard on ourselves or to think something is wrong when we find ourselves having all kinds of unusual little things go on. Talk about symptomologies, man. People are just talking, oh, there's just so many things. It's like one thing after another is just coming up. And I say, well, wait and watch and see how long it lasts. And the next morning goes, whoa, that's gone. I don't know what it was, but There it came. It will do that. It's like trust the integrity of the body first. Because if we feed it another energy, then we invite it to stay. If we feed it an energy that is fear-based, if it's something where we are punishing ourselves with, we are inviting that to stay. Just take that under advisement, as they say. Let's sing a little bit.
Fearless in the Fog.
I am fearless in the fog. I am fearless in the fog. I am fearless in the fog of life. For I am light. I am. So I shine.
I'm going to raise it up a little bit, key-wise.
I am fearless in the fog. I am fearless in the fog. I am fearless in the fog of life. For I am light, I am, so I shine. For in this light I always live, I receive love, it's love I give. Always moving in the flow, my light reveals the way to go. In this moment, here I am. My golden song is yes, I can. So if it's fog or if it's clear, the light I am dispels all fear. I am fearless in the fog. I am fearless in the fog. I am fearless in the fog of life. For I am light. I am. And so I shine. And so I shine. And so I shine. So I shine.
There's no reason to be fearful in the unknown anymore. It's all unknown now. It's all adventure. It's all sport. What to do? Let's go there. What to do? In this moment, the all that is births infinite possibility that is ours for the claiming, if we choose. Too many, however, are invested in the pain and confusion of the past or the imagined and feared future. A universal truth is that the present is not determined by the past or the future. The past is fenced in by the phrase, up until now. The future is birthed in the thoughts, choices, and actions of this moment. In truth, we are free to choose, if we allow it. Culturally, we are lassoed to the past and doomed to the future as prescribed by family and society. But that is a very old paradigm that is irrelevant in this dawning Aquarian age. The benevolent forces at work today are cleansing the past and erasing the fears of an imagined future, leaving us fully in the now to expand into the knowing that we are conscious creators with the higher self and the God source. The rest is just stuff for screenplays. It is up to each of us to make the claim on who we are. Enough of believing in limitations. The house of cards is falling down from the ashes of limits bought and believed. We are awakening to a world of color and endless beauty. Choosing otherwise is foolish and short-sighted. I will say it now. Enough is enough. The now is our gate to wholeness. Well, that's true, but let's see what he wrote here. The now is our gate to the wilderness, to the rapids, to infinity and beyond. Take off the blinders and the coat of energetic memory and pattern and stand naked in the claiming of your I am-ness. Run wild and free until you reconnect with your child self to unfetter your heart. The chains around your feet are weak. They are broken by a simple word. Yes. And it all starts with that first step into the now. The bequeathment is your vehicle to fullness. This bequeathment is your guidebook to the constant smile, your pleasure machine, your well-signed dance card, your manual for living, the secret path to finding love, your map for the journey home. Accept this gift. Burn the old story and start each moment new. Suppose you had all you need and every right now. Would you take it and jump into the abyss, not even caring whether you were to be caught, but knowing the wide-eyed adventure was worth it, no matter the cost? Yes, the universe has your best interest in mind. That interest is to live fully in love without hesitation. You are designed to be so. Quit tinkering. Just be that which you are. I just do not know how to say it otherwise. Carpe diem. You have moved and chosen and experienced your whole life to bring you to the here and now. Don't you dare let it pass you by. Jump, damn it, jump. I like that. There are a whole bunch of activities for you to do. But let's look very quickly here at the gift of infinity. In a world where duality rules, it is hard to fathom something not ending. But infinity is just that. The paradox of Toy Story's Buzz Lightyear shouting, "To infinity and beyond!" is obvious. There is no beyond. So how do we get our minds around the concept to bring it to support our moments of living? Humans view life in a myriad of ways, but mostly see it as finite, fenced in by birth and death. And depending on your view of death, one is either inert and lifeless or freed up to travel the cosmos without limitation or somewhere in between. Well, for the sake of opening to accepting this gift of the infinite, let's say we are without end. Energy transforms and it oscillates. It is never lost, shape-shifting into the next incarnation, an ongoing journey of remembering. Infinity gives endless opportunity to reclaim and live in the vibrancy of the now as the emerging version of us. New moments born in each breath, pointing the way into that which we desire and intend, the flow from here to there. The idea of an endless journey is intriguing. The thought of no end also brings up some curious thoughts about never reaching that place to which I have been heading. I can imagine incarnation after incarnation, changing bodies and circumstances like changing clothes. I like the idea of remaining clear and open through the incarnations, holding memory of that which has been. It's like a story that just keeps changing, spiraling beyond the previous chapter, yet retaining the information, the learnings of the previous one. Trusting in the infinite allows me to live the moment differently as well. I can pause and reflect on those I meet, wondering what they have been through to reach this moment. I can relax into the fullness of life, enjoying the scenery, the weather, the feel, the dance, because I'm really in no hurry. Infinity opens the door to no worries. It invites me to set my sights beyond the horizon, to imagine, to speculate, to set out on the adventure. In this frequency, I know everything will work out. Imagine being unlimited. Imagine being unlimited. What would your life be like? What would you do with your moments? Would things that bother you now bother you as much? Knowing you have access to the all that is at any moment is exhilarating. Wow. Everything's simply evolving. A journey without end, a path that just keeps revealing. Everything we need available when we need it. Imagine. No limits. Well, now live that way. Because this gift just might be true. Here's some more activities. So you can see this time I'm introducing activities to be available to you at the moment we do the first bit. And here we are with one last experience. Let's go ahead and sing a song. We're going to It Doesn't Matter. Searching for It Doesn't Matter. There it is. It doesn't matter, it really doesn't matter, all these things I worry about. Why not take this moment and fully live this moment and stop trying to figure it out? And let the good vibration come and sweep me away. Just let it go, let it flow here and now. It doesn't matter, it really doesn't matter, all these things I worry about. Why not take this moment and fully live this moment, just stop trying to figure it out. And let the good vibration come and sweep me away. Just let it go, let it flow here and now. One more, it doesn't matter, it really doesn't matter, all these things I worry about. Why not take this moment and fully live this moment, just stop trying to figure it out. And let the good vibration come and sweep me away. Just let it go, let it flow here and now. Let it go, let it flow here and now. Cha cha cha. Woohoo! So you can see all the way through this, as we talked about living in the moment, it just was exuding power. It was exuding the capacity for us to really access the truth of our design and to express it, to live it, to be it, to flow with it, however you want to put it. These two are inseparable. Power and the moment are essential for one another to be the full expression. I invite you to really look into some of the activities that have already been put out there in some of these areas. And, you know, read ahead, what to do. There's three or four more different sections that we're going to be looking into, but go ahead and look at them. And if you got time, look at the nature of personal power, because we'll be starting with that next week. It all comes down to bringing it all to the now. If you're dwelling in the past, there's a good chance you're finding fault with self. You're trying to perhaps understand. You're doing the why thing. Boy, what a colossal waste of time. The revelation will come when you get out of the way. The experiences we've had, the events that have occurred for us, as difficult or challenging or as exhilarating as they are what's occurred. It's just what is. So rather than resist it, fight it, try and understand it, just be with it. Let the old energies release and clear. That's what creates the chaos and the confusion, is all that unsaid stuff, all those feelings uncried, unspoken, unraged upon, all of that. Those are the things that come to the forefront when we start to feel overwhelmed. So it would follow that staying clear, getting clear, and then staying clear and maintaining that is a sure sign to a smoother, if not totally smooth, life. It's a tool for the times. It's one powerful tool that can serve you far beyond the current moment into all of the moments in all directions. So open up to the infinity. Open up to the realization that we are multidimensional. Open up to the power of the moment and begin to consciously put yourself in a variety of places at the same time. Why not? Play with this and develop those muscles. Why not? Why not? We'll be back next Tuesday night, and we'll be finishing up on the Infinite Now Moment of Power. So I'll stay on the line for a moment more, and then I will be on my way. We'll get the call closed off, and I will go ahead and send off a call by the morning at the latest. Well, I better not say that. Well, why not? Morning at the latest. Could even go out tonight. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Cut those cords. Be on your own tonight. And so it is, and so it is. Over and out. Good night.